Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
If you sense that we're in a good mood today, well, you're right. And it's not just us.
Speak for yourself.
Eric Scalavino, a grumpy grandpa Paul Perillo, Andy Hart here on the last day of Patriots training camp.
Well, that's why I'm sad.
Oh, I see. I got it. But from the get-go today, guys, I sensed a very lighthearted atmosphere to practice during stretching and all throughout, and I think the players kind of sensed it too, that those so-called dog days have come to an end. There's still training camp left, but as far as the really heavy grinding stuff, pretty much over. And we kind of saw that today. The practice wrapped up a little bit early as well. Rookie Chandler Jones caught a punt at the end of practice, which
quite impressive.
Led to a dougie by him. Broke out into a dougie. He got sworn by his teammates, which led us to believe that perhaps there's a little bit of time off coming the players' way.
Tonight, yeah, meeting's off. They get to get the hell out of here just like we will soon.
And boy, did they beat it off the field.
Yes. Now, if Bill wanted to make it a real challenge, you would have put Jeremy Ebert back there.
Mr. Positive, Andy Hart right there.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. That was a cheap shot, and I apologize for it. But you are struggling a little bit.
Yeah, shells and shorts today, and Eric is right. Definitely, after several days, was it 5 days in a row of full pads? Several days of
full
pads.
4 days in a row, yeah. Sunday was in shells.
So they've done a lot of work this week. It's been a long grind in between games. But then it won't be long because it's going to be a blink, and they're going to play 3 games in, 10 days.
10 days, yep.
And all of a sudden, they're going to be in a regular season week, and we'll get a lot of it'll be Monday, but it's like a Wednesday, and it's a Tuesday, but today for us, it's a Wednesday, and there'll be a lot of that talk to keep us entertained.
Yeah, next couple of weeks.
Heading into the season opener. Around the corner.
Not only was it in the shells, I think you started to see Belichick managing the roster and the way it's going to be managed for the game. Brady essentially would take one rep for every drill and then beat feet, go to the other field with Gronkowski and Lloyd and work on some just routes together. I didn't see Wilfork do a ton in a lot of the team drills. So I think I'm not saying you won't see Brady play at all Monday night, but he might not play much. And a lot of those, stars will be managed over the next 3 games, 10-day span.
Yeah, I think Andy made that point in the middle of the practice, and I think he's dead on. I think you're going to see Ryan Mallett start.
Yeah, I actually don't think Brady's going to play.
I think Mallett's going to start Monday night, but clearly they're going to go, off for the starters. They're probably not going to see a ton of time Monday and a ton of time the following Wednesday against the Giants, and they'll play in between that Friday night game in Tampa. Like you said, not everybody, because some guys have to play.
I think the interesting one could be the offensive line. And, they were out there a lot, Nate Solder, and I think you might see Nate Solder play a lot,
Again?
Yeah.
Because of the way he played in the last game?
Maybe because of that. Maybe because they don't have a ton of guys. Multiple reasons potentially. But, as Bill says, you can't give everyone games off.
Right.
And obviously this is a little different than normal. But I wouldn't be surprised to see that, quote-unquote first line get its run.
A couple of interesting side notes from practice today. When the Patriots did their special teams work, and today it was basically punt return focused, mm-hmm. They did that on the right practice field. The left practice field was empty. A few times we saw Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Brandon Lloyd.
I just said that, Fred.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Okay. We saw that. We saw that happen. But another thing that we saw on that field in between, Brandon Spikes and Pepper Johnson working on what looked like trying to improve Spikes' pass rush ability. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen necessarily the one-on-one with them that out in the open before. today, and I thought that was just kind of noteworthy.
Yeah, I've seen it a little bit. They have a decent relationship, it seems. Now, obviously, he's his coach, his position coach, but also there seems to be a decent relationship there, and that might be a good thing. You know, maybe he reaches him in a way that Matt Patricia couldn't, or you know, somebody else couldn't. Maybe that respect that, you know, Spikes clearly has for the game of football, and obviously a guy who's made his living for the last, I don't even know what it is now, 20 years in the game of football as a player and a coach. I think that's a good, you know, mentoring plus coaching role that you might be seeing develop a little bit there. So, yeah, it bears watching.
Another note, too, towards the end of practice, Wes Welker left early. Didn't, though, to our eyes, appear that it was any sort of injury-related thing. He didn't have a trainer with him. He actually stopped on his way and said hello to Ty Law and his entourage that came to watch practice today as a guest of the team. But just kind of noteworthy that he was allowed to leave early. Maybe that was just something.
Yeah, anytime a superstar leaves, you say, yeah, the superstar left. I wonder what that is all about.
And I would think that we'd be remiss if we didn't at least touch on the several media reports that indicate that Jeff Demps will be a Patriot if he is not already a Patriot.
No updates on the roster.
Yeah, I was just going to say there are no updates to report on the
Nick
roster.
Nick Caserio, said that they had no updates to report, but there's a lot of reports out there that indicate that he is has signed. We won't see him for a while now, and this is the one, you know, in all honesty, the fact that training camp is over in terms of the media and the public, we won't see him. you know, maybe Eric, you and Fred can see him in Tampa when the team gets down there for the joint practices with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 5'7 speedster out of Florida, you know, obviously world-class speed, member of the 4x100 Olympic relay team that took the silver.
So he's a speed guy.
In London.
Thanks, Fred.
Yes, Fred. Yeah. you are correct in assuming that he's a speed guy. NFL draft scout, according to Andy, had him down as a 4.26 40.
Yes, but I actually have some breaking news in that area.
Okay.
Well, not really. Dante Stallworth has confirmed to me that he is not faster than Jeff Demps. He said, quote, "No, that kid is lightning fast." So Mr. 419.
He actually responded to you? That's pretty good.
Mr. 419 is giving way to Mr. 426.
Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like the Patriots may have an interesting and exciting candidate to fill that kickoff return role, which Bill Belichick talked pretty extensively yesterday about wanting to address, because it just hasn't been good enough.
And if he does, you know, officially sign by either the end of the day or this weekend or whatever, possible that we maybe catch a glimpse of him on the sideline for the Monday night game, since he'll be part of the squad. That, I mean, he won't
it
be
is
doing
possible.
Anything, but it would be just interesting.
It won't
to
be
see
possible
him
for him to play,
there.
But it will be possible for him to be here.
Right.
He can't even practice until next
Thursday.
They're off tomorrow.
Right.
He'll get the walkthrough as day one.
Right.
I don't think the game day will count for him necessarily.
No, so Wednesday,
another 2 days.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Late next week in Tampa would be the earliest you could see
him. Yeah, he might not even be able to play. Well, it'd be interesting to see how they.
I would think, you know, Wednesday at Tampa, he would be allowed to be there in shells.
But
or, you know,
the other question
I wonder
is,
if he's allowed to play Friday at Tampa.
I don't think he will.
I'm talking about allowed, not whether or not Bill
would
put
him
out
there. The other question is, is he going to be in football shape? He's in Olympic sprinter shape, which is a lot different than football shape.
There's a lot of other things
and
to consider.
I had even heard and read reports that he dropped 15 pounds for track. So
5'7 guys generally can't afford to drop 15 pounds.
He's going to have to put that weight back on. I don't care how fast you are. I mean, he was 190 before or something?
185.
Now he's 170. He's now built like you. I don't care how fast you are. Built like you. You don't belong on an NFL football field.
Right.
So he may not even be, it's going to be funny because I saw Greg Bedard of the Boston Globe consider, well, they might put him on PUP if he can't pass a physical. And I'm thinking, the guy just won a 4x100 in the Olympics, and you're going to tell me he's not physically unable to perform? But he's probably not in football physical shape
that kind
that
of
size.
Condition. Right,
so
he's conditioned to go short
different.
Burst.
Yeah, and no one to hit him.
Exactly.
No one even put a finger on him.
Right. Anything jump out at you guys today other than just those off-field things?
Nate Ebner. Two more picks.
That's true. That's
on deflected balls that were, you know, right place, right time. And he doesn't look out of place out there. He doesn't look lost. He's no Sergio Brown. He looks good. And I'm with you, Eric. He's now a lock to make the team. No doubt about it.
I agree. Nothing else.
Sergio Brown had a turnover his own today, punching the ball out from Brandon Bolden. So I don't want
to. He's fighting for his roster NFL life.
But I mean, if Ebner makes it, that's another.
Yeah, I know.
Chance that Brown won't.
But, I like the fact, you know, I said 2 years ago with Sergio Brown, the fact that he was on the kickoff team all four preseason games. I'm like, well, that alone tells me he's going to make the team. He hadn't really done anything in practice on defense that made me think he was a lock. Ebner is doing both. Ebner's working on the kickoff team, and he's making plays
in
practice.
Reps. Like today,
he's
when they clearly were, you know, second, you know, a lot of opportunity reps, he's getting a lot of those. He's out there a lot. You know, ahead of, I would say now, Will Allen, who I thought earlier in camp was sort of the second group.
Yeah.
Now, Tavon Wilson wasn't out there today, so that's a little,
right.
But he's getting a lot of reps. He's getting, they're testing him, and he's going to be an emergency defensive guy. And so the question is, is he a better emergency guy than Sergio Brown or Matthew Slater? And I certainly over Sergio Brown and Matthew Slater, I'd say yes. Now, Will Allen, I can't necessarily say yes. But Will Allen's a corner.
Will Allen, I don't think, is a guy you keep for an emergency.
Right,
no.
Right.
He's a 12th-year guy. Costs you a little money in terms of experience. He's either going to be a regular contributor on defense or he's not going to be on the club. A
couple of quick attendance updates before we wrap this up for the summer, actually, guys. You mentioned Tavon Wilson not being out there. He wasn't out there at all. This was stemming from yesterday when we talked about his left ankle injury that required significant treatment and icing on the field. He wasn't out there at all. Steven Ridley, who had the right knee problem that forced him to sit out the remainder of yesterday's practice, did show up, didn't have any sort of sleeves or braces or anything on that right knee, seemed to be walking fairly well, which I think is a huge sigh of relief for those of you who are concerned about him and about the running game for this team in general. Eric Catani returned to practice after missing several. Malcolm Williams returned to practice after missing several sessions. Jabbar Gaffney still out there, was helping with Brady and
I thought that
Bronk
was interesting, tagging along with that group.
Sort of playing center for Brady.
Just
doing something.
Don't forget about me either. I can't run routes, but I'm with you.
It's like the very average-looking girl who attaches herself to the cheerleaders.
Although your guy Lloyd had a very interesting day, had one of the better catches I've ever seen, one-handed, left-handed, back of the end zone. I don't think it was a completion. I think he was out the back of the end zone, but it was close.
Out the back.
He was out the back from Brady. And then later, when working with Brady over there.
Get out your bed and in your playbook.
One of the worst drops I've ever seen on a little comeback, inside comeback, where it was like it hit a brick wall, bounced right off his hands.
And he had another one on a deep ball that looked like it went right through his hands.
Yes. End zone. Looked like it was a
He was trying to make a basket catch, and it went right through the basket.
A little bit of an up and down day for him.
Yeah. I think attendance-wise, that was really the only,
Eric Catani returned. Hasn't been there for.
Thanks, Freddie just said
that. I'm sorry. I missed the Eric Catani.
Am I the only one who listens on this podcast?
I'm sorry.
What did you say, Andy?
The other note I
Eric Catani came back today.
Logan Mankins once again did some early team reps and then kind of pulled out, although today, with Brady out, kind of doing the same thing, it was hard to tell, but progressing a little bit day by day.
Well, like I said at the start, we're a little giddy today because camp. The official.
Because Jones caught the punt.
Yes, he did. Chandler Jones caught the punt, did the Dougie.
With the band on the field.
That's right. No meetings tonight, it looks like, according to Mr. B. Lloyd.
And Kyle Arrington.
Kyle Arrington, some others.
We're using him to confirm it, but what if like those guys just aren't going to show up at meetings?
Maybe not. Maybe there's
there was meetings tonight.
Let's assume. We would assume that the schedule going forward is Saturday off, Sunday come back for a walkthrough, for Monday night's game here at Gillette Stadium against the Eagles. And then, as you guys said, it's off to Tampa on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday practices in Tampa with the Bucks. Then it's a game Friday again. So two games in the span of 5 days. They come back really quick, turn around, go to New York, and before you know it, we're talking about final cuts.
Indeed. The final run at roster spots for some of these guys, and they'll get extended reps in some of these games, guys that are fighting for jobs.
I think it's going to be one of the tougher 53-man rosters to predict, one of the tougher final cuts to predict because there's so much competition still at so many positions.
You certainly didn't get it right in this week's upcoming Patriots Football Weekly.
That's what we call a tease in this business. And that's
you want to see what the roster won't look like? Go buy a PFW and see what Eric has to say.
Baloney. Hey, guys, that's going to do it for training camp.
It's been fun. It's been real. But it ain't been real fun.
It's real fun now that it's over, though.
Peace out.
Join us on Tuesday for PFW in Progress, noontime.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.